new board members, first I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to be part of this process to fill this vacancy. As you've seen from my application, my resume, and my letters of support, I'm here tonight because I have a passion to represent the full spectrum of our district and to use my qualifications and skills to help this district fulfill its mission. What you do not know about me is my story and how my story informs my perspective and my decision making. So tonight I want to share it with you. When I look at the mission of the district, I'm passionate about seeing it fulfilled in the lives of the students because I had that privilege of having it fulfilled in my life and in the lives of my brothers. Growing up in northern Minnesota, we were the only family of Mexican ethnicity, and that cultural aspect impacted our educational experiences each differently. My older brother attended school not speaking English and faced the challenge of not only learning no English language services were available, but being bullied because of his differences. I followed him, terrified of a similar experience. Though I was well accepted by my peers, I always felt on guard, needing to prove my place. And from time to time, my fears are validated. My middle brother struggled with determining where he fit, and as a result, tested boundaries at school and home. My youngest brother was charismatic, and he projected his cultural pride with Mexican flags in his locker and on his t-shirt, and he spread that enthusiasm to his peers. I share this because even though we were one family, we had very different cultural identities, experiences, and perceptions. And as I think about the teachers, the coaches, and the mentors who invested in us to succeed, I know that if they had viewed us through an assumed lens, they would not have understood us and would not have impacted us as they did. During my time as a high school coach, this stuck with me. Going from rural Minnesota to St. Paul was a really different environment for me. But I knew that, like me and my brothers, each of my kids had a story, and that learning their stories would help me to meet them where they were at. I had kids who had extremely tough exteriors and walls because of their stories. I had kids who didn't have a ride after practice. I had kids who had to skip practice and miss meets because they had to work to help their families or take care of their siblings when their families worked. I had kids who could not find their way out of bad choices. And I had kids who were doing everything that they could to make good choices, to change the trajectory of their life. These different stories became our team stories. And we shocked the conference and we actually became competitive. Now for me, it's fun to see them as adults, and I'm privileged to have been a part of their stories. I will bring this perspective with me if I'm appointed to the board. I will always remember and serving an amazing collection of unique students, each with their own stories, their own goals, and their own capabilities. As I consider the diversity of this district, I believe my experiences enables me to provide a fresh and unique perspective necessary to build effective relationships across the district, including my city of residence, Brooklyn Park. And with this, I'm privileged to have received letters of endorsement from Brooklyn Park Mayor Jeff Lundy and Councilmember Lisa Davidson. With this foundation, I'll also bring my professional experience. I'll apply a results-driven orientation. I've spent a career in finance managing everything from small budgets to billion-dollar budgets and team reorganizations. I understand when to make investments in core capabilities, when to invest and seed experimentation, and when to pivot when initiatives aren't yielding the results that are intended. In addition, I'll leverage my expertise in continuous improvement to ensure decisions and solutions utilize data and analytics, accelerate the success drivers, and address the root causes when we're facing challenges. I'll leverage my work in organizational transformation to develop sound strategy, exercise proper governance, support communication, and change management. Finally, my experience as a Brooklyn Park Budget Advisory Commissioner has provided me with the understanding of governing bodies.
1 minute.
And I will use this experience to build effective relationships with district stakeholders. If appointed, I believe I bring a fresh and complementary perspective to this board. I will leverage my professional and volunteer experience, my perspective as a mom of two and the wife of a school teacher, and engage my passion to serve our district from end to end. Thank you, and I appreciate your consideration for appointment.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Simons.